Next question is 1 Valdez. That is Valdes. Valdez. 1 Juan. Juan Valdez. Valdes. Date of birth 12/27/33. Date of visit 1/5/23. Please make a copy for Dr. Humayun Jamindar, MD. Humayun Jamindar, Jamidar, Jamidar, MD. Please make a copy for him, please. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, shortness of breath with exertion for 6 months. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 89-year-old male with a history of shortness of breath with exertion and cough. Has been previously been treated for hypertension, diabetes, and chronic dyspnea. The patient had a chest CT done. On 8/4/22, it showed chronic appearing parenchymal lung disease, including fibrotic changes in both lung fields, with the reticular interstitial thickening and occasional honeycombing involving the upper and lower lung zones bilaterally. There was evidence of bronchiectasis and mild consolidation involving the left upper lobe, and no significant bullous changes. No nodules or masses were noted, and the mediastinal nodes were unremarkable. Period. The patient has had no recent pulmonary function study. He has cough, sputum production, and denies fevers, chills, night sweats, or recent weight loss. Next paragraph. Past history. Past history includes hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of diabetes, history of NSTEMI in 2018. NSTEMI, N-S-T-E-M-I, and a history for GI bleed. He has gastroesophageal reflux and has had a history for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, status post-chemotherapy in 07. Surgery also includes cardiac angiography. And stenting in 2018, and a history of lymph node biopsy. Next paragraph. Allergies to IVP dye. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient never smoked, no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of Parkinson's disease, father died of old age. Next paragraph. Med list included tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, gabapentin 600 milligrams BID, glipizide 10 milligrams daily, pemipexol 0.125 milligrams BID, Plavix 75 milligrams a day, and one aspirin daily. Next, system review. The patient has some fatigue and weight loss. He has double vision and cataracts. There's no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. Denies urinary frequency burning or discharge. He has had asthmatic attacks and denies significant cough but has shortness of breath. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, no diarrhea, constipation. There's no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains or palpitation. There's no depression or anxiety. He has some easy bruising. There's no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, sign of the ictus or peripheral edema. No ictus, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 over 70, pulse 105, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 191, saturation 98, height 5'6". HEND are non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and crackles at lung bases with wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft. No mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflex, the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Lung disease, and number 2 is bronchiectasis. And number 3 is chronic dyspnea. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, hypertension. And number 6 is possible obstructive sleep. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study also get a CBC, sed rate, ANA, RA factor. He will also get a follow-up chest CT next month. And a follow-up is to be arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. He will be given a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copies for Dr. Humayun Jamidar, JAMIDAR, MD. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.